What it was is, you relax on us, and we're taking you down. As we're live tonight on TonyBasilio.com and your Tony Basilio apps. Also on Periscope and all the ships at sea, I want to wish you a happy new year. I want to remind you, tomorrow we're going to have football coverage right here as soon as the Tennessee football game ends with Nebraska. Maybe it can be a joyous, joyful way to ring out 2016. I've got a special guest now joining who will take phone calls with me tonight. Mystery guest, I've got a Basketball Jones. Does that mean anything to you, Mr. Jones?
That means a lot to me, Tony B. You know, bow thy head when they say thy name.
The great
Tony Jones.
The great Tony Jones. You bow thy head when you say thy name. Hey, TJ, happy new year to you. And thank you so much for joining us. You're the latest addition to our team here. You're going to be joining us this year during post-game, select post-games. And, Tony, I'd like your thoughts on what you saw Tennessee and A&M tonight.
I mean, you know, Tennessee really showed they will, especially in the second half. It was a thing of beauty on that 21-5 run. I thought Turner really played well with 14 points,
agreed,
and 4 rebounds, 4 assists. You know, he kind of controlled the game. And, I just think it was a great team effort. And you just got to give a lot of credit, to Rick Barnes and his staff.
I agree.
To have his team ready to play.
I agree.
Down in College Station, for the first SEC game.
Hey, Tony, get
this team off the snide and to be 1-0 going in the conference season.
They've coached the hell out of these guys, right? I mean, you can appreciate that. Those kids playing so hard. And I'll tell you something Tindall told me about this league. Tell me if you found this to be true in this league. He said, Tony, the truth about the SEC is it's pretty soft. So if you get your guys to play hard, you'll be successful. You'll be successful most nights in this league. Do you think that's true?
I agree with Donnie. I mean, obviously, I coached 6 years at Tennessee, and I coached at Auburn also, and I know the league inside out. I know the coaches, I know the venues, and things of that nature. So if you get kids to go out there and buy into what you're selling, then you could compete each and every night. I mean, you can go to Rupp Arena and compete. I'm not going to say you're going to win, but you're going
right
to be able to compete. And then, you know, you're going to go to these other venues and you're going to be able to compete and have the opportunity to win on the road. And that's saying a lot, especially in some of these other conferences when you can't go into those places and expect to win.
Tony Jones is joining. It is a tremendous step forward when you can start your year with a win against A&M. And I'll be honest, Tony, one of my concerns was in that non-league schedule when you come out of there with a 500 record is, you got to teach your kids to win, but there's no doubt there's method to what they did in their madness, because you can overschedule and kill your team. You can underschedule and you don't know what you have, which you mentioned Auburn. I think Auburn's schedule doesn't look as, their record looks better than they are right now. No offense to them. And they're struggling right now with Georgia. But Tone, the fact is Tennessee tonight showed, playing those top teams, they didn't fold at any point, Tone, during that game. I mean, even in the early going when the thing was teetering and they couldn't find themselves offensively, I mean, they just buckled down.
Yeah, I'm going to back up a little bit. I'm going to answer your question, but I'm going to back up a little bit. I mean, Auburn has played a decent schedule. I mean, they beat UConn. You know, they beat some good teams on the road. I recruited a lot of those players that's still on that roster, so I still got an affinity for Auburn. I love Tennessee. This is my home. This is where I reside. This is where I work. So I love Tennessee also. So I had to comment on that. Tennessee 7-5 going into the game. They've lost 5 non-conference games. But they played a really, really good non-conference season. When you lose to Wisconsin, a quality loss. When you lose to North Carolina, a game that Tennessee controlled, and they they really should have won the basketball game. You know, you lose to UTC, but UTC is a team that's going to win their league. And you know, and the list goes on and on, but I'm really happy for the coaching staff at Tennessee because they got those kids playing hard. You know, just watching the game, I just see how they compete. And I'm gonna keep it real because I am T. Jones live, and I'm always keeping it real and keeping it 100. They don't have the best talent in the world,
no sir.
But Rick Barnes got them competing.
865-200. When you got the talent, you have uneven nights. You got, but you can make up for it when you play hard. When you play hard. And I was surprised to see A&M fold the way they did. Now, my son made a pretty decent point. Tennessee did something, and then we'll go to the phones. But they did something schematically tonight, Tony, on Davis. Every time he touched the ball, there's two or three guys around him. Obviously, the scout must have been, make somebody else beat you than the big guy, because they really got in his head early.
They got in his head early, and he really wasn't a factor, and I'm gonna tell you, that was the game plan. You know, Desmond Oliver, Rob Lanier, those guys, they do a good job, in scouting. I've competed against those guys, in a number of occasions. And then Billy Kennedy just didn't have an answer. And then
no answer.
Once Tennessee got up double digits, then, especially at home, when A&M is supposed to win, then those shots start coming up short. And this is what I was really, really impressed with, is that every time A&M shot the ball, it was one and done. It was one and done. Tennessee controlled the defensive glass, and they went down to the other end, and they – once they got up double digits, they didn't have to score each and every time, but they did score enough to win the basketball game. I mean, you know, Tennessee up, 18 points? I think they were up 18 points, you know, with about 4 minutes to go.
That was a blowout.
And then A&M comes back, but it was to no avail. Tennessee controlled the game, especially on that 21-5 run.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. I give this team a lot of credit, man, how hard they're playing, and they're coaching the hell out of those guys. There's no doubt about that. Tennessee wins tonight 73-63 in a result that a lot of people will find surprising around the Southeastern Conference. And Grant Williams, Tony, I love it. And you played at the place with the ultimate example of a guy who played a lot bigger than he was, because I saw Charles Barkley in Philly, and people were like, why in the world would you draft a guy that's 6'4"? But Barkley was different than this guy, obviously. Barkley played above the rim, and he was just a freak. This Williams guy, though, plays a lot bigger than he is. He really does.
You know what? I've seen Grant play at the Rocky Top League. I just happened to go there. I just went there one time this year to the Rocky Top League, where a lot of the Tennessee players play and a lot of the local Division I players play from all over, you know, whether it be Tennessee Tech or ETSU or Carson Newman or Lincoln Memorial, what have you. And I wasn't impressed with this kid, but what I was impressed with is how he used his body and how, you know, he maneuvered, how intelligent he was, how much savvy he had. And as you see him garnering their experience during the non-conference season and then watching him play tonight, I was very impressed on how he, you know what? He showed the toughness that it necessitates victory in a soft, like Donnie Tindall said, SEC.
To the phones we go. Tony, you wouldn't believe it. All lines are currently jammed. We've got 6 lines all lit up right now at this hour. And let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Tony, so far on the Periscope, We've had 663 people pop in on us. There's over 100 in our room right now. I'm looking down at my meter. There's another 3,940 listen to our voice just on one of the apps alone. Tony, it's remarkable the amount of interest is there in basketball in this area. It's incredible to me.
It is. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, Tony B, high school basketball is improving in Knoxville. And we'll get into this later. I'm staying around and I'm running the Knoxville Basketball Academy, and I've got groups of AAU teams, that I'm going to be a part of as the director and the head coach. So, you know, my aim is to make, Knoxville known, not only locally, not only statewide, not only regionally, but nationally.
The great Tony Jones, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. All lines are currently jammed. And let's go ahead on the eve of Tennessee's bowl game. I'll be tomorrow up at Bearden Hill Fieldhouse, presented by my friends at Miller and Coors. And let's go to the phones, because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight the A&M fans are they're doing a double drink, because they've had two bad nights back to back. Last night in their bowl game, and they started off their season tonight in the SEC the way you don't want to start it off, as the Volunteers beat A&M. Let's go to the phones, get our next call in. As I say, welcome in to our next caller. Hello, and welcome to the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
Hey, guys, it's JM.
Hey, JM, get on in here with Tony Jones.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
What's up, JM? How you doing?
What's up, Tony? Hey, I've met you a couple times. I'm sure you don't remember it, but it's good to speak with you again. That was a great win tonight. You know, apparently Vegas hasn't figured out this Tennessee basketball team yet. I think the line was like -9.5 for A&M.
Yeah, it started 8 and went up to 9.5. That's right. Vegas and America.
It's been about like that every game this year.
Well, I think a lot of people look at Tennessee's team and sort of like Tony said, there's kind of a no offense sort of thing, but these guys aren't that good.
But at some point,
you got to say they are that good. Go ahead, Tony.
I don't want to cut you off, Tony B, but I just want to say, JM, a lot of these guys that they've recruited, and I recruited some of these guys, and I've watched some of these guys play AAU, they're not highly recruited players. They're three-star players. You know, Robert Hubbs, I would say, is one of the highest-rated players. Turner, you know, we recruited Turner when I was at Auburn. We didn't take him. Josh Bone's brother, we could have had him at Auburn. We didn't take him. These guys are overachieving right now. And you got to credit the coaching staff to that. You got to give Rick Barnes a lot of credit. And those guys are just saying, hey, we're just going to come out and compete, and we're going to see what happens. And tonight, it was a positive result for them, and getting off to a great start in the SEC, 1-0 on the road, that's going to garner a lot of confidence for that basketball team.
Yeah, and Tennessee's taken advantage a couple of times this year of the home team or the favorite team being asleep against them and not taking them seriously. A&M, I know they lost a couple guys off of last year's team. What was the guy's name? Jones?
And Caruso.
Jamal Jones.
And Caruso. that wing guy, I can't remember his name. What was it, Tony? He could shoot a three, but he was kind of a slasher and a do-it-all guy. I can't remember his name. But, yeah, they've lost some key guys, but they still appear talented to me. A lot of height and
The truth is, when Tennessee went to that collapsing defense, JM, they had no answers. I mean, they just didn't offensively. They had no answers. And as Tony said, Kennedy had no answers. I mean, Tennessee's energy was just better than theirs. House is the other guy you're thinking of. That's right, House.
House. That guy was,
House.
Nice player.
But yeah, Tennessee just played with a lot of energy tonight, as they have most of the year. But tonight, you could tell they were just flat sick of it. They weren't going to be denied. And when they got that, I thought the biggest shot of the game was Mostella's three that extended the lead from 6-9.
Agreed.
Because I thought the start of the second half, that game was teetering toward a blowout for Tennessee, like a runaway game. And when he stuck that three and extended to 9, I thought that put a lot of pressure on A&M, and they were starting to feel a little, you could tell they were rushing things a little bit after that. So, but yeah, they put it away tonight, left no doubt.
Thank you, JM. Great talking to you.
All right, guys.
Hey, Happy New Year, man. I hope we can see you at the watch party tomorrow. Tony, your thoughts on how big that three was?
Huge three. I mean, you know what? Threes has changed the game of college basketball. It just garners so much momentum. And you can just see that the whole Tennessee roster fed on that made shot. And I'm going to just tell you, Mostello has been playing really, really well.
Has.
And right now, I say, I mean, it's early in the preseason. He's one of the top players in the SEC.
Dietrich Mostella, another guy taking a big step. We've seen that year after year here. Guys in the last several years in that either final year or that junior year when the lights are starting to come on. Hey, Tone, this Arkansas team tonight in football started out 24-0, and they're down 35-24, Tony. But Gary Danielson does not believe in momentum in sports, Tony.
What's the matter with Gary? I mean,
he doesn't believe in momentum. He doesn't believe in momentum.
And Vitek is just, you know what? And I'm at Rastery's on Kingston Pike, and they got it's a great place to be, and they got a bunch of TVs, and I've been watching that Arkansas Vitek game, obviously, while watching the UT Texas A&M game, and while watching the Ole Miss Kentucky basketball game. So, but Virginia Tech is just laying it on them right now, and you know what? I consider myself an SEC guy. We got to win some games. We got to win tomorrow against Nebraska.
You got it.
And then we got to win the national championship.
Tony, Alabama, you come on to my watch party. You come to my watch party tomorrow, brother, and I'll buy you the drink of your choice. Maybe five of them. Let's go to the phones. Okay, our next call in, the great Tony Jones is alongside tonight. What a bonus it is, and what a great time it is to have him on here. Let's get our next call in, 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome in. Tennessee victorious tonight, 1-0 in the SEC as they beat A&M on the road, 73-63. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
San Antonio Jones.
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
It's the GQF.
GQ! GQ, my man!
Hey, my boy, George Quarles, he finally got him another job.
George Quarles is a quality, first of all, quality person before I say what his attributes is as a football coach at Maryville High School. And I had the opportunity to meet George on a number of occasions when I coached at Alcoa. And obviously Alcoa Maryville is an unbelievable, rivalry, but I'm happy that he's going to his alma mater. He's going to be coaching tight ends, and he's going to be the assistant head coach. He deserves this opportunity, and he's going to do well. And don't be surprised if George Quarles is a head coach at Tennessee Tech or UTC or someplace in the future.
And how about this tonight, Tone? Just in, St. John's gets a win 73-63 over Butler. So upsets are in the air tonight, Tone. And,
wow.
And the Johnnies have had go ahead, Tone.
Chris Mullins gets a victory.
Gets a victory.
Butler, and Butler has had some great victories this year.
That's
wow.
A great win for them. Great win for them.
I'm looking forward to being with you during the conference season this year, Tony B, to discuss college basketball, because I think it's going to be a special, special season.
I agree with that. Go ahead, G. Get to some hoops.
Hey, Tony, I just wanted to pump you a little bit here. My four, and in no particular order, my four favorite coaches in Tennessee basketball history.
Jake, please talk about this game, or I'm going to have to run you. I love you to death, but it's a post-game show, brah.
Ray Mears, Stu Jake, Aberdeen,
Jake.
And Coach Pearl.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night. I warned you. I warned them. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony, you cutting people off now.
I cut him off. And I love him. I warned him. I warned him.
Scare
next call
you
in.
You warned him.
865-200-5402. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, I love the Jeeker too, man.
Yeah, me too.
He said the Wizard of Orange, Stu Aberdeen.
All right, can we talk? Please talk about this game.
San Antonio Jones. And BP.
Okay.
No.
Okay, what'd you think about tonight's game?
Oh, man, I'm just like you all, man. I mean, I appreciate San Antonio. I mean, you and – I don't know where Hatfield's at. I don't know where the Mad Hatter's at, but I love y'all's way y'all can communicate as a team, man, on the air. Collaboration.
And me and Tony talk an awful lot off the air, man. We talk all the time. Like, I haven't talked to Tony in 5 years. Literally.
Go ahead, Tony. Tony B is the common man's fan that keeps it real and keeps it 100. And we're going to have a bunch of fun this year, because we're going to be well informed. We watch the games. We're students of the games. We know the history of UT and we look forward to bringing our, expertise to you guys and giving it to you, Frank, and make sure that we keeping it 100, as people say.
100.
Hey, I'm saying, you know, Barnes been out there in Austin for, you know, up 10 years. He had to play in that A&M building, so we had that going for us tonight. Wouldn't you agree with that?
There's no doubt about that. T, I'll tell you what. When you give me the kind of effort these guys are giving, I love that team. I don't like that team. Anybody that's a sports fan has to love how hard this basketball team is playing right now, man.
Anybody. I know, man. It was like Shabari Phillips, that no-look bank shot, you know.
Exactly.
The commentators, they had us as the underdog, the whole, you know.
Exactly.
We finally just, I don't know, man. It was so spontaneous.
We really
separated, you know.
We destroyed them. And you know what my favorite play was in that game, Tone? It ended up, there was a tic-tac pass, and the third pass went to Hubs for a layup on the trail. When the second man had a wide open layup, but he shared the ball with the senior. Tony, that's a great sign. The way this team makes the extra pass is a great sign.
That's how they're being coached. And that's the way that Coach Barnes has told these guys that you have to buy in. We have to play as a team.
Yep.
We have to play hard. We
yep.
have to play together. And that's what they're doing. Come on now. That team went to North Carolina, went to Chapel Hill, went to a top 10 team in the nation, and controlled the game and should have won the game.
There you go, San Antonio. Barnes, you know, he grew up in North Carolina, and he's coached in Texas for, a long, long time. So you're right, man. We finally got a win tonight that we needed and deserved the way we've been playing leading up to this game tonight. I mean, and this is a conference win, and that SEC, those announcers, SEC conference win. I mean, like, dude, yeah, this is the Southeastern Conference opener. I mean, yeah, but I just hope we can Bone, you know, we played Bone. He played Bone a lot of minutes. He had a lot of rust on him. I mean, he had to get in there and play because we see what he can do early on before he got hurt. We got to get that rust off of him. But not like y'all saying, man, we just come in waves. We're deep. We're not that, you know, highly highly skilled.
No.
We're skilled enough to come at you and keep coming at you with more bodies, man.
We kicked their teeth in.
That's right, man.
Thank you, Tay.
Thank you, Lord.
Thoughts on that, Tone?
I mean, you know, he made a great point about Shabari Phillips.
Yeah.
Shabari Phillips has been playing good basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been solid. And, you know, he's kept them in basketball games all year long.
Yes, he has.
I call the younger Bone. I call him Little Bone all the time because I talk to Josh on occasions and I always just call him Little Bone. But, you know, to get him back is going to be a plus, especially after he got off to a great start against UTC. Scoring over 20 points in that particular game.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
He's gonna help him out a great deal. And it's almost you can say it's a junkyard dog team.
I agree with that.
With some skilled players like Hubs and Detrick
Bostella,
that can be able to make shots.
You made a point earlier.
When it's winning time.
You think this freshman class right now, and you made this point, and people got mad at you. One guy said to throw you off the air because you said this. I don't throw anybody off for their views. When they give me their views and they're keeping it a hundy, it is what it is. You made the point earlier that at Auburn, you guys looked at a couple of these kids in this class. You mentioned a couple of them.
Right.
Bone was one of them, and you guys didn't take him. And you didn't think he was good enough. And who was the other one you didn't think was good enough?
Turner.
And you know what? Here's the thing about recruiting. You see guys, and you're wrong all the time. We're all wrong.
Yeah.
That's the nature of this stuff. You know, there are tons of busts in the NFL. I think people heard you wrong. You're not throwing shade on these guys. What you're saying is, hey, I tip my cap to you because I was wrong about you. You guys can play. That's what you were saying.
No, that's exactly what I was saying. It's so many players out there that can play. We see so many players and you can only pull the trigger on so many of them. I mean, you can't take them all. And some of them you just gotta pass on. And a couple of those guys we passed on, but look and see what they're doing. Hey, a lot of players took a pass on Wayne Chisholm. A lot of players took a pass on some of the guys that we got it done with. Nobody told us when J.P. Prince left Arizona. Everybody said, don't bring in J.P. Prince.
Right. Chris Lofton. Lofton's another one. Nobody wanted Chris Lofton.
Is that Juwan Smith? No one gave him a scholarship.
No.
But we brought him in. But, you know, it's just about, it's not an exact science. Let me put it like that. And I'm not the perfect.
No.
I'm not the perfect evaluator.
No.
My record speaks for itself. I've been good. Every place I've been, I've won. But yet and still, I make mistakes also.
865-200-5402. I want to congratulate Arkansas on their terrific effort tonight in bowl season. The Southeastern Conference continuing what has been an absolute gas attack. Get out the spray because somebody laid a beauty. Light a match for the SEC this year in bowl season. Let's go back to the phones. The Vols are going to win tomorrow, though, even still. Let's get our next call in. 865-200-5402. All lines are currently jammed. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. It's Baby Love.
Hey, Baby Love. Welcome in.
Hey, Bob. You know what? Hey, Tony, or both Tonys, I guess.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Hey,
guys, when was the last time we went on the road and won a home, on the road and beat a team in their hometown by 10 in an SEC opener? I don't remember that. Did y'all remember that? I mean, by 10?
An opener? No, not like that. That's called winning with style.
Tony, that was a high game at halftime.
Yeah.
And we were up 18 with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, it's a 21-5 run.
They
busted them wide open. And TR has a good point. It's not like, here's the thing about Tennessee. Tennessee's interesting, Tony, because they don't really have, tremendous players, but they have a bunch of, pretty good players. That's right. And so they throw numbers at you and number. And who would have thought that this year?
Tony, here's my thing, and Tony Jones, I want your assessment. We played Gonzaga, the top 10 team, undefeated, or where it was a minute ago, North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And at times, we've dominated all these teams, all of them. We've at times done what we did. We did it to Wisconsin. We were down 15 to Wisconsin, who's a slow-grinded team, and we took the lead on them. We were Oregon in overtime. There's been times in every game where we've controlled the basketball game. Do y'all agree with that?
No, I agree with it. I mean, obviously against Gonzaga, you let a Gonzaga get off to a great start then you playing uphill. So that's difficult. I mean, the game against Wisconsin, I mean, was a nip and tuck game. Anybody could have run it. I mean, obviously the overtime game against Oregon. That's a quality schedule right there. That's a quality schedule. Oregon, do you realize that Oregon beat UCLA last night? I mean, Gonzaga is a top 20 team. North Carolina is a top 10 team. UTC is going to win their league. Wisconsin is going to compete for the Big Ten. So they played
against the best teams in the nation, we've competed and at times controlled the game. Not the whole game.
Right.
But at times controlled it. Tonight we played an SEC team that's probably pretty good in our league. And when it was halftime dead tied because we played good teams, we were able to dominate the second half on the road.
Yeah,
and Tony, we've said this for years. You just win on the road, it's good. You rarely dominate on the road.
Yeah, it was a great win. It was, and I appreciate your call, man. Thank you. It's good talking with you. Let's get our next call in, 865-200-5402. Tony, are you surprised by the level of phone calls, level of interest thus far? Are you surprised? Tell the truth.
You know what? A little bit. But you know what? I have so much respect for this fan base.
Yep.
I have so much respect for the passion.
Yep.
Of the Tennessee fan. And all they want to do is see someone out there competing.
That's it.
I mean, when we got it done, I mean, we had the town on fire because we went out there and we were aggressive and we competed each and every night. And you knew what you knew. If they beat the press, congratulations.
The first 3 years, Tony, the first 3 years, the greatest time I've ever had, maybe as in my life as a sports fan. Because we would go on the road with you guys and take bus trips, and you guys would play like your hair was on fire. And that's
right.
How this team played tonight. I mean, this team tonight, in the second half, they look like somebody lit them a fire, didn't they?
It is exactly right, and I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you bringing that busload of people down to Georgia, down to Athens, Georgia, and we took over that arena.
It was unbelievable, Andy Mack. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
As the great Tony Jones joining me here, let me go through some numbers here. Tennessee shoots 40% for the game. A&M 34%. The Vols from the field are 23 of 58. A&M 21 of 61. Tennessee 7 of 26 from 3-point land. They did shoot too many threes tonight, I thought. 7 out of 26. A&M 5 of 17. Tennessee went 20 of 25 from the line, 80%. A&M 16 of 24. Tennessee only turns the ball over 10 times on the road. A&M turns it over 16 times. Tennessee gets 19 points off A&M's turnovers, while A&M registered 6. Tennessee finishes with 37 rebounds to A&M's 44. Tennessee had 28 on the defensive end to A&M's 26. On the offensive side, the Vols had 9. A&M had 18. But even at that, they failed to convert several second-chance opportunities, especially when it was still a game. Tennessee tonight, Tony, this is like the fifth game in a row they've outscored somebody with their bench. This is 30 points off the bench tonight to A&M's 8 bench points, Tone. 30-8 off the bench. 30-8.
That's impressive. And you know what? As a coach, collegiately.
Yes.
If you go into somebody else's building, or if you're in your own building, and
yes.
you only turn the ball over 10 times in a particular game, that's a recipe for victory. And that's what we used to always tell our players, that, you know, we got to limit our turnovers. We got to shoot a decent field goal percentage. I mean, Tennessee didn't shoot the best field
nope.
goal percentage, but they held A&M to under 40%.
That's right.
And then you're talking about 19 points off turnovers. So that means that, you know, we got some turnovers, and we were able to capitalize in transition.
Yep.
And we finalized.
Yep.
And that was a part of that 21-5 run that enabled the Volunteers to win the basketball game.
It's how crazy 2016 is. The basketball team went on the road and turned the ball over 10 times. That's only 3 more turnovers than the football team had down there. All right. Moving along, Tony. fast break. I'm so moronic. Tennessee had 9 blocks tonight. 9 to A&M's 2. If I had told you which team was going to block the most shots tonight, everybody would have said A&M. Everybody would have.
You sure wouldn't have said UT.
Wow. Tennessee with 16 assists tonight on the road to A&M's 10. Again, the extra pass. The extra pass.
No question about it.
I'm going to go back to our phones. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's at Tony Basilio. Again, at Tony Basilio. And Tony Jones is at T Jones Live. At T Jones Live on Twitter. Let's go back to
yes,
our
sir.
Phones and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Hey, Tone, Two Tones. This is Fake Dave Nathan.
Hey, Fake Dave Nathan. What's going on, buddy? Welcome in a smart way.
Hold up.
Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Yes. Go ahead, Tony.
To Fake Dave Nathan.
Fake Dave Nathan.
Fake Dave Nathan.
Oh, my goodness.
Tone right here.
Not to be confused with the real Dave Nathan, who's now over in North Carolina.
Definitely not. But if you come to that watch party tomorrow, Tone, Tone Jones, San Antonio Jones, I will definitely get you one of your Cabernets.
God, even
oh, my goodness.
He even knows
oh,
what you drink, Tony.
Hey, I got to come over there now. I'm getting a Cabernet. and then you know what? You can call me and Tony in the post-game show, TNT. That's dynamite.
That is exactly right. Y'all, because y'all are dynamite. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty sure that this Tennessee basketball team is pretty dynamite as well, Tone, both Tones. This is a pretty solid team, and I could not,
yeah.
I would never have thought that
nope.
going into this season.
Nope. And you know what? I would never have thought our football team would have had the season they had. And so the point is, it's why it's so interesting. Look, Arkansas is up 24-0 tonight. If you'd have told one of their fans, by the way, I'm glad you enjoyed the start, because they're scoring 35 straight on you. They'd have said, you're huffing bath salts. There's no way. And you just don't know, man. But Gary Danielson doesn't believe in momentum.
Yeah. He doesn't believe in them. No, but let me harness the enthusiasm, because I'm a realist and everything. It's just one game, and it's a lot of games left to play. And everybody, this is gonna shed a lot of notoriety amongst the league that Tennessee goes down to Texas A&M and win the basketball game. So, you know, they gotta be able to come out and play each and every night, and they gotta play to the maximum of their ability. It's good to be enthusiastic about this win, but let's temper it, and let's get ready for the next one.
Well, I'm as much for pumping the brakes as anybody, Tone. Mm-hmm. But once we get Fulkerson back and Bone gets to be 100%, because I imagine that he's probably going to be the starting point guard, because Lamonte, I think that he's better coming off the bench. But if we get Bone back 100%, we get Fulkerson back in the lineup, this team can go to battle with just about anybody. I mean, look at the 8-9 blocks that we had tonight. I mean, we're tough. I mean, I'm with Tony just as much as anybody about Rick Barnes' recruiting or lack of recruiting. But this is a this team's got some gut. This team reminds
totally agree
me
with that.
Of your all's first of your first team,
yep,
with Lawson and Bradshaw,
yep,
the team that that nobody thought could go out there and compete in the SEC, and then y'all ended up winning what 20 something games that year.
Well listen, he's right, yeah, Tony, but let me say something here. I think what's happened with this team, and I think in part, Tony, it happened with the team you guys had in talking to guys who have played there. And by the way, I saw Chris Lofton last week at Copper Cellar on Cumberland, and he looks great. But I'll say this. That
we can still strap it on right now.
That team got used to losing, okay? This team has a chip on its shoulder because a lot of these kids were under-recruited, they feel like. And they feel like they've got something to prove to everybody. Plus, they were picked 12th in the league. And, you know, in a league that's bad. And so nobody thought they would do anything. And so these kids take the court like they are going for it. You know, like they're going out there and going for it. And Rick Barnes, you know, my heat's never been with his coaching. It's with the effort on the recruiting trail. And I'm going to say this one more time. If you add to what you have here, if they went out in the offseason and added a five-star or four-star kid with what they have, they'd have a damn good basketball team next year.
They would.
But you got to work to get those guys. You have to work to get those guys.
And you know
what?
That's
right.
And it's my job having the love for Tennessee basketball and the love for this Tennessee fan base. And I'm going to be on the locker room every Sunday, and I'm going to be on with Tony Basilio. That we got to go out and get a five-star player.
That's right.
To be able to complement these young players that he's brought in, and to be able to fill Thompson Bowling Arena. And it's a reason those luxury boxes is there. You know, we got those luxury boxes there, and we need to fill that arena.
That's right.
We need to make Knoxville a venue that opponents fear to come in.
And here's the thing, look, going back to your phone call and your original point tonight, which is a great one, Fake Dave, A&M, do you know where they were picked preseason? Because somebody here was asking me, either on Periscope or on Twitter, it all runs together.
I think they were picked three or four.
They were picked third in the league.
Yep.
Third in the league. Third.
Yes.
I mean, that's a damn
yes,
good
were.
Win. That's a great win. To open your
yes,
season...
Sir.
That and by the way, I was wrong. Tennessee was picked 13th in the league, not 12th. 13th in the league.
Way at the end, even behind Auburn.
So there you go.
Both tones. I don't know how this thing's actually going to play out, but I think I've got a lot of hope right now.
I had a lot more hope than I had 3 weeks ago. I'll tell you that.
It might be blind hope, but that's fine. I'll take the blind hope. As opposed to just sitting there watching our team not put forth a good effort. And I remember when San Antonio was sitting over there on the sidelines with Big BP, and we went down to we went down to Austin, and we beat Rick Barnes' team when they were ranked number two in the country, I'm pretty sure. And that was some sweet stuff. And I know Rick Barnes can coach basketball.
Thank you, brother.
I got a bunch of confidence, and while he might not have the flash that Bruce does or Bruce did, I think that this is a team that Knoxville can get behind. I love you guys.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.
I love the fact that you're doing it. We'll see you tomorrow, Tony.
Back to
appreciate
our
you. Thanks, Fake Dave.
The great Tony Jones is with me. Let's go back to the phones. I want to remind you, Smartway, ladies and gentlemen, 8,000 block of Kingston Pike. They've got it all from front door to back door. Even if you're hunting smartphones, if you're hunting any electronics, if you're hunting anything for your house, they even have tires in there, and you can pay your way. Smartway, ladies and gentlemen, check them out. And then also the Garza Law Firm, GarzaLaw.com. One call does it all to the Garza Law Firm, GarzaLaw.com. Back to the phones we'll go, and let's get our next call in at 865-200-5402, and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
What a wonderful surprise to tune in and hear Tony on the Basketball Overtime Show.
And Tony Jones has me saying Keith who?
Now I can just lay my head on my pillow and just relax.
You got it, brother. The great Beano.
Welcome, Vino. Hey,
the great Vino.
Vino. Hey, I thought I was supposed to be an insider, and I didn't have a clue you were going to be on here. That's terrific.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Vino.
Oh, always good to talk to you, TJ. Hey, let me ask you something. Now, I'm 500 miles from being a coach, but it seems to me like the hardest thing to teach young kids, underclassmen, is to defend and how hard you have to play in the SEC.
Yep.
I can't believe how well this young team does both of those things. Is it possible that he's had time to instill that, or was he just so selective on the recruiting trail that he's got kids that'll do it?
What do you think, Tom?
Let me tell you this. Let me piggyback off of this, Vino. You have to play hard to get the respect of the officials. The officials play such an important game each and every time you compete in the SEC, especially when you're on the road. So if you out there and you playing hard basketball, and you making your breaks, you're not allowing the team to dictate what they want to do, but you're dictating what you want to do, and you're imposing your will. And that's one of the things that Tennessee did tonight.
Is it surprising to you, Tony, that they do that those things so well as young as they are?
Well, you know what? It just depends on what type of character and what they have inside. And these guys, and like I said, I know a lot of these guys, and they were three-star players. And those guys got chips on their shoulder, and they want to go out there and compete. And you know what? Three- and four-star players in some instances compete for championships at no matter what level.
I'm also stunned at how big Grant Williams plays. I know he's got a big body, but like Tony said, he's not Charles Barkley, and he's only 6'5". And just blocking shots and defending and finishing inside, he plays much above 6'5".
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And then he posts up. He posts up strong on the block.
I'm like, dude, you're 6'5". You ain't supposed to be doing that. That guy's 6'10". Hey, you're posting up.
Hey, Tone. He posts up so strong on the block, and what he does is when you get penetration from the perimeter, he can come out there and just set a little brush screen on the guy, or he can shield his guy away that can keep him from creating some type of where the situation is where that guy that he's guarding can't patrol the rim.
Hey, Tony, are you surprised at all that this team has been able, for whatever reason, and Tony talked about the schedule and how strong the schedule was, and I was afraid that it would break this team, but it's done anything but. I mean, they basically figured out that they can play by playing that schedule.
Yeah, and you know, it's just all about the philosophy.
Tone, your phone's fading. Go ahead, say it again. All about the philosophy. Go ahead, Tone.
It's all about the philosophy of the coaching staff. Some coaches want to play cupcake schedules and going to the Big Ten or the SEC or the ACC schedule 10-2 or 11-1 or what have you. And some coaches say, hey, I want to try and build this resume up and maybe I can knock off somebody on the road and have my RPI up there where I could compete. And I think Rick Barnes' philosophy was, hey, I'm gonna play a tough schedule. We gonna let the chips fall where they may. And for my money, they're 7-5 right now, but they've played a tough enough schedule that if they can, you know, maybe win 10 double digit games in the SEC, they can be on the bubble of talking about getting into the NCAA tournament or at least getting to the NIT.
One last thing, now get out of your way here. As a coach, Tony, are you somewhat glad that at the end of the game that your young team struggled just a little bit with press, just so you got some some teaching moments there, just to keep them a little bit ground. I mean, this is a team that won one road game, one SEC road game all year last year.
Wow. You know what? Obviously, I didn't know that. This is something new to me. You know, obviously, I was coaching over in Canada, professional league last year, and didn't have the opportunity to follow the college game. But I didn't know that they only won one road game last year.
One.
But you know, as a coaching staff, you know, you don't want to get the players full of themselves and thinking that they got this thing mastered. You always want to have something that you can point to that you can improve upon. And that's a great point, Bino. You know, they let Texas A&M kind of crawl back into the game. The game was never going to be headed. I mean, they were never going to had an opportunity to win the game. But to allow them to think that they was getting back into the game, that's something that in our film session tomorrow, that we can expose and hopefully we can improve upon.
Hey, Tony, thanks for being a part of this. It means a lot to us for you to be back here with us.
Hey, I appreciate you, and I look forward to let's get a successful season going.
Hey, Tony B, see you tomorrow, my friend.
The great Bino will be with me tomorrow at the Kenjo Market out in beautiful Maryville. A prelude to our listener watch party tomorrow up at Bearden Hill Fieldhouse, where we'll be. And then tomorrow, as soon as the game ends, we'll be on the app for at least 3 hours, commercial break free, maybe four, maybe five. We beat Nebraska. Maybe we'll go six, go to about 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. Tony Jones doesn't believe me, but I keep it a hundy. And Tony, I got my throwback Randall Cunningham jersey on for Mitchell and Ness that Mrs. B gave me for Christmas. And it's the only gift I got, Tone. But those old eagle wings on that jersey, the most beautiful jersey, the most beautiful jersey, Tone, in all of sports.
Hey.
Right
all
there.
All the sports.
NFL.
And I know you are a diehard Eagle fan.
Yes.
And my question is, are they going to beat the Cowboys on Sunday?
No. And by the way, your Honolulu and Blue better win. They better finish because they've had a nice season. And I love the Honolulu and Blue. Do you know my man Jerry Glanville is a Detroit boy too? We need to all get together, me, you, and him, and go watch Detroit in the playoffs. Will you do that with me and Coach Glanville?
I will do that. And you know what? I've never met Jerry Glanville. I've been a fan of him from afar, and I would love to have the opportunity to meet him.
Oh, you're doing it.
For us to break bread together on an occasion.
Oh, we're in. We'll do that. We're going to watch the Detroit playoff game together. Tony Jones is back together again. Tony, somebody asked me your thoughts on Quay Parker, who played 11 minutes tonight, was 0 of 2 from the field, 0 of 2 from three-point land, had a board, had an assist, committed a foul, no turnovers. Your thoughts on Quay Parker?
A work in progress. You know, obviously, you know, he's had the opportunity to play, especially since Little Bone has been out. You know, let's hold off on judging him, because the key with this basketball team is they got strength in numbers. To score to beat Texas A&M with the points off the bench the way they did.
Yep.
You know, some players are not going to come to play each and every night. They're going to have guys come off the bench, and the starters are not going to be able to give you the type of numbers that you would like each and every occasion. So you got to get some guys coming off the bench.
865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us tonight, the great Tony Jones is with me. Let's get our next call in here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Tomorrow, it'll be the Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
So we can stay down there without no...
Okay, let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
What's up, Tone and Tone?
Hey, welcome in. How you doing, brother?
It's Bobby.
Hey, brother, welcome.
Catch the last 10... Just drove in from Memphis this evening.
Right.
10 minutes of the game, man.
All right.
Brod.
Beautiful.
Some got to listen to some blues this weekend, eat some barbecue. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
But that's how you have a Merry Christmas, right? But first of all, can we address something? Tony Jones, can you please get with Rick Barnes and teach the man how to dress? First of all, the dad wears no orange. But if he could at least wear it, like that purple suit you used to rock back in the day, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh man, that was something else, wasn't it?
You were the flash G on the block, man.
Obviously I'm gonna start going up there in January and watching some practices and things of that nature, so I'll get a chance to talk to Rick and I may even offer him a couple of my suits, some of my Louis Vuitton suits.
I'll tell you what, look. I'm gonna tell you this right now. All kidding aside, people pick on that. You get your team to play as hard as this team's playing, you can wear whatever the hell you want to wear. You can wear whatever you want to wear. You get your team to play that hard. Now the trick is you got to get them to play that hard night in and night out, and that's the trick. But you get them to play as hard as they played tonight, and so far this season, you can go out there and dress in a pink shirt for all I care.
I mean, the truth is, Tone, they've only not shown up about two games this whole year.
Right.
And I would say the UTC game, they didn't really show up. They probably could have won that game. That's a good team. You can't not show up against them. But I'm proud of the effort. And they look coached up, and Grant Williams is going to be, I wouldn't use the word star because I don't think he's got the size for it, but he is going to be an excellent player in this league, he even undersized, because he plays so hard, and he literally plays like he's 6'9", right? I mean, he plays so big, and we got some young guys on the perimeter. The only one, man, missing on Keyvon Allen, really does look bad now, doesn't it? He's down there at Florida just lighting it up. I don't know if you guys are watching them tonight, but he is a fantastic player. But I'm super excited. Guys, I haven't been to a game. The absolute truth, I have not been to a game since Konzo Martin's first year over there. And this team has earned the right for me to come see him play a game. So if that says anything about the way I enjoy watching teams who aren't as good as other teams play as hard and beat teams, they should have gotten their ass kicked tonight. Let's lay it out there. They should have gotten their ass kicked. And they laid wood to that team. So, guys, I hope you have a blessed holiday season and a happy new year.
Hey, Tony, on the way out.
Appreciate it.
Tone, on the way out, I really appreciate your time. I hope if you get a second, Tone, I hope you'll come out and see us tomorrow. If not, I want to say to you, happy new year. Pick your phone up tomorrow morning. I'm going to be in touch with you. Give me a final thought, Tone, on the way out here. On this basketball game, as Tennessee wins tonight, and their next four games, Tone, somebody asked me about it on the Twitterer. Let's go through that real quick.
Okay.
Arkansas in Knoxville. What do you think, Tone? Arkansas in Knoxville. Arkansas, a team picked middle of the league, actually fifth in the league, and had a decent non-conference. Your thoughts on Arkansas?
It's going to be a tough game. Obviously, I got a lot of respect for Mike Anderson and what he's done there. They've got one of the best players in the league, a great pro prospect. So it's going to be a tough game. And each and every game, I mean, it could be against Vanderbilt. It could be against Georgia. It could be against South Carolina, who's going to be really good. It could be against Auburn. Each and every game is going to be tough for Tennessee. They got to come to play each and every time.
Then the Vols are at Florida, Tone, after that.
Well, Mike White is doing a good job at Florida. He's got a great team going there. They've had a good non-conference. That's going to be a tough game for them to win.
Then they're going to be with South Carolina in Knoxville.
Oh, boy. Frank Martin got his team playing really well, a top 20 team, a lot of talent. That's going to be a game. You know, the people in Knoxville got to get out for these games.
You're damn straight. This team deserves better attendance than we've been getting. You're right about that.
And there's no way that they're going to beat Frank Martin is a pit bull, and his team play like pit bulls.
Yes, he is.
And we got to get our people out to support these guys when they play in teams
at UT, at like Arkansas and like South Carolina, especially in the beginning of the season.
At Vanderbilt, Tony, in Nashville, Vandy's not much. They got blowed out a couple weeks ago by MTSU, who's got a very good team, by the way. Kind of like Tennessee getting beat by Chattanooga. It's a lot worse. The optics are a lot worse than the actual truth of it. Sort of in reverse, like Tennessee going to East Tennessee State. To somebody 600 miles away, that doesn't look like a big deal. We know that East Tennessee State's got a really nice basketball team, and that was a quality win. So Tennessee's gotten two consecutive quality wins on the road here, one non-conference and one in the league.